Sand arched her back. I focused on the delicious body as I slid my dick further into her pursed lips. Sir Loot, your sword is deep. Roxanne sounded like she had fallen into a trance. Her soft love canal welcomed my manhood, engulfing it, massaging its sensitive head and shaft while pulling it in deeper. Soon I had reached as deep as I could go. A sensual sound escaped from Roxanne's lips. I was now completely buried within her. Perhaps it was because it had been so long since the last time we did this, Roxanne's insides were heavenly. The tenderness and richness of her pussy were being fed directly into my hips. It felt like all of her love and compassion had come and enveloped my dick. Realizing this, I began to thrust. Roxanne quickly started gasping. I reached out my hands to meet her jiggling tits and latched on like always. Milk shot upwards towards the ceiling. It was a marvelous eruption. The sight of her milk raining down on me pushed my arousal even higher, and what's more, her soft pussy wrapped around my dick teasing me as I moved back and forth. Squeeze more. Do me while you squeeze. Heeding her request, I gripped a little harder as I slid my dick back and rammed it forward. Her muff was warm, inviting and pressed my penis lovingly. Ugh, my breasts. Your tits feel so good, Roxanne. And down there? I feel like I'm gonna burst. Sir Loot, just a little more. Hold on. Make me come. Maybe you'll come if I squeeze here. Squish. I squeezed as hard as I could on her milky fruits. My breasts are... Roxanne began to moan even louder. Her squished tits poked high on her chest. Or maybe the madam likes this more. I focused all my energy into each thrust and shoved my dick deep within her, prodding against the fleshy entry to her womb with my tip. Sir Loot, you're so rough, it's so deep. Roxanne's naked body arched in response as she jerked her bust forward. Not to let an opportunity pass, I mercilessly assailed that bust. I furiously dug all my fingers into her fresh, fleshy melons and stretched her tits to a point as I wrung them dry. My breasts! Roxanne's body jerked in response as her tits squirted wildly. Her pussy wriggled and squirmed as it wrapped up my dick. I moaned in response as I approached my limit. Hold on, guys. We've got to look at this, because I don't know. I'm actually going to try to come, but I think it's going to give her a baby, and that might put her on that. I'm flinching. I've never felt like this. Roxanne, incredible. Sir Loot, your sword is so deep. Oh, I'm gonna come. Sir Loot, more. Stab it in further. Your sword deeper. Yes, give me more. Sir Loot, you're so powerful. I'm going to come. I'm coming, Roxanne. Sir Loot, come inside me. Stab it in deeper. I'm gonna come inside. Come. I want your semen, Sir Loot. I want your child inside. Come inside me. Again, Roxanne, I can't. I'm coming. Sir Loot, rough. Sir Loot, so rough, I can feel it so deep. I'm coming! The room resonated with our ecstatic screams. Dense globs of my baby batter filled Roxanne's womb. Sir Loot, your semen is... Roxanne, it's so hot, your semen is hot. I can feel it deep in me. Roxanne gave out a trance-like moan as she went through the throes for climax. I felt an indescribable sensation all throughout my body. I thrusted my hips in spasms and kept squeezing her tits as they sprayed wildly from her orgasm. Ah, Roxanne. Sir Loot, inside. You came inside for me. I did, didn't I? I'm so happy. Roxanne was still entranced as she spoke. I felt like I was completely empty of semen. Now I can have Sir Loot's child. Roxanne. Sir Loot, you were amazing. Her voice was dreamy, distant. Her body was awash in a light crimson glow. I could tell all of her pent up lust made for a violent climax. But she still looked at me with a gentle smile on her lips. You certainly came a lot. It felt too good inside you, Roxanne. Me too. I've never experienced such fulfillment at night. Roxanne seemed bashful. The pleasure of the night is the pleasure of being a woman. I feel so satisfied. Roxanne. Sir Loot, you're already getting big again. Roxanne's eyes widened in excitement like a young girl's. Shall I, Sir Loot? Huh? I'll use my breasts. It's quite all right, Sir Lute. You want it, right? Roxanne spoke gently. The first time I did it for you, you looked to be in such pleasure. Or do you not like being pressed against breasts? I love it. Well then, Roxanne arose from the bed as I positioned my dick for her. Oh wow, there's more! Just like last time, Roxanne pressed her boobs firmly against me as she looked up at me. Up and down, she massaged me with her breasts, which were still reeling from orgasm. Still moist with her milk, her boobs slid pleasantly against me. To make it even sweeter, every time she passed, pressed her tits to my penis, a little more dripped down to the shaft, making the sensation even smoother. Sir Lute, Roxanne, is it good? Do my breasts feel good on you? Roxanne rubbed back and forth with her creamy tits as she gazed up at me lovingly. I already feel like I'm gonna come. Come, I want to make you feel good. Again, my breasts are so slick, I can feel the time under the tree with you. Oh, that's embarrassing. That time, Roxanne, you were so sexy, dirty, and felt so good. I wanted your semen so bad, I was desperate. Tonight's titfuck is just like that time. That time also felt good? Yeah. Compared to the night, tonight feels amazing. Much better. Ah, I'm so happy. I'll squeeze you some more. Is it good? Should I rub it more? Rubbing it more is... Alright, I'll rub it harder. Oh, Oh, Sir Lute, your penis is flinching so hard. Just hold on, I'll make it all better. Roxanne sped up the pace. Though she moved faster, she made sure each pass had the same lust and affection as the last. You're doing it so hard. Don't hold back. Please feel good. Oh, ha, Sir Lute. Roxanne, you're so quick, I might come. Please come, Sir Lute, come on my breasts. I want your cum on my breasts. I want you to feel good. Roxanne, your titfuck is so good. Ah, I want you to come. Come from my tits. I'm coming. Your cock is throbbing. Push harder. Use me to feel better. Come with just my tits. Oh, coming. I'm gonna come. Roxanne. Roxanne! Sir Lute, feel good from my big breasts. Ooh, are we finally done? Oh, Sir Lute. My hips convulsed and I shot a mighty load of semen that filled her cleavage like a container. Thick man milk doused her breasts and overflowed, much like the feelings I had for Roxanne. It's so much. Roxanne opened her eyes even wider. They bore expressions of pure joy. Amazing. It's so much, Sir Lute. Stop shaking. More. I want more of your semen. Ah, Sir Lute, it's so much. I'm so happy. I came yet again. I was paralyzed with pleasure as my hips shook with each rub from Roxanne's tits. Sir Lute, Roxanne's eyes lit up with joy at the sight of my fountain of cum. Eventually, her breast came to a stop. I tried to catch my breath as I looked down at Roxanne. It was an amazing titfuck. The added lubrication from her breast milk greatly increased my pleasure. Roxanne brought her mouth to my tip with a deep slurping sound. Sir Lute, I love your cock. Roxanne's eyes were clouded with lust and passion as she looked at me. Which do you like more, it or me? Hee hee, I wonder. Roxanne laughed mischievously. The night was quiet, but in the bed, the room, but the, excuse me, the night was quiet, but the bed in this room was raging. I could have stayed here forever. I could have kept this going to the end of time. But we don't have all day. I was in a dream. It was soft and warm. Something gentle and cozy was touching me. What was it? A dream from my childhood? No. As I opened my eyes, I was met with Roxanne's gentle gaze. We had slept in the same bed for the first time. Her eyes had a soft and relaxed look. Her state was full of love and compassion, just like the Holy Mother. A wife, a mother, and a lover. Wasn't as though we were actually married, but her eyes told me she was my wife. You're awake, Roxanne said happily. How do you feel, Sir Lute? Roxanne laughed. A soft laugh. Even though today we would part, there wasn't a hint of sadness in that laugh. Nor the smiling face that I love so much. You have such a cute face when you sleep. I could have just kissed you. You could have. You woke up before I could. She laughed again. I hadn't seen Shamsiel all night. Maybe she was giving me space. I looked up to see Roxanne's breast popping out, already lush with the scent of milk. Such delicious, ripe breasts. I'm swollen and it's only morning. Roxanne had a tinge of lust in her voice and eyes full of anticipation. I, of course, was also anticipating this. How about breakfast? Liking the idea, I latched onto the tip of her melons with my mouth. Roxanne's moan was quick to escape her. Even though it was just light suck, she felt it. And that alone was enough to draw milk. It was a sweet and familiar flavor. Sucking on her nipples and my head on her lap, it was like I had reverted to being an infant. Go ahead, drink all you want. So cute. Roxanne's body twitched gently as she patted my hair lovingly. Drink more, my sweet little baby. Like that, drink more. Yes, you need to drink more. You'll never grow up to be a strong knight. Roxanne's body shook. Seeing her shiver with pleasure from my sucking excited me and drove me to indulge in her even more. Children need their milk. Drink more. Babies aren't supposed to use their tongue like that. You're prodding my nipple with your tongue. Such a dirty baby. Ah, sucking my breast so directly like that. I'm going to. A baby can't suck like that. I'm going to come. Oh, it's good. Sucking my breast feels good. I'll come. Your tongue is, I'm going to. You can't suck like that or I'm going to come. My breast. I'm coming. Twitch, twitch, twitch. Roxanne came yet again from just having her nipples sucked. She was as sturdy as ever. She pressed her boobs into me harder with each orgasmic convulsion. With loud gulps, I took long mouthfuls of her milk. It was suffocatingly pleasant to be buried in her tits. Ah, it feels so good when you suck and drink my milk. You're just like a baby. Hearing that made me want to play the part. Mommy, let me drink more. Drink up. Here, I'll give you more. Roxanne's body shook and erupted with warm milk. I sucked intensely and hungrily. Yes, my baby, suck more milk. My breasts there, sucking that hard makes me want your cock, dirty woman. It's just your sword is so strong and feels so good. Roxanne continued her dirty talk while I sucked with abandon. Shall I pierce you with my sword? I want you to dominate me, my pussy too. Roxanne pleaded to me in a whisper. Are we doing this again? Wow! Us two on the bed in the early morning. Her body's already hot and ready as I thrust in my sword. She wrapped her arms around me in joy, thrusting my hips even harder as I savored her depths. Her pussy feels so nice, Roxanne. Your sword is divine, Sir Lute. We gazed in each other's eyes. We both knew that this was to be the last time we'd be together. As I overcome an urge to thrust even deeper into her and come inside, I'll start moving. Yes. Touch my mouth onto her nipple as I begin my movements. Ah, my breasts. Roxanne's voice grew louder as she pressed her chest into me and responded with a thrust of her own. I sucked harder on the tips pressed into my face, making slurping sounds with each gasp. Quickly reacting to the pleasure, milk began to flow from her nipples. Sir Lute, suck harder. Roxanne bounced and rocked her boobs against me. Her hips moved simultaneously and burst. I moaned out loud, my dick wet with her love nectar was drawn deeper into her soft crevice as her fleshy walls gripped my shaft. Sir Lute, your sword is so deep I can feel it. Roxanne. Yes, like that, suck harder. Suck me harder. Yeah, it's so good, suck my milk out. Roxanne shook her hips even harder as her tits were sucked wildly. I moaned as her taut, white, warm flesh rubbed up and down my shaft. Roxanne, if you shake your ass that much, I'm gonna come. My ass is shaking on its own. It feels so good. Roxanne, it's tight. My breasts. I heated her plea and latched my lips to her nipple. When my lips firmly set, I drove my cock into her hot, steaming body. Yes, Sir Lute. Fuck me while you suck my breasts. Your ass is shaking so hard, I'm gonna stick it in me deeper more. I want more dick. I'm gonna come. Come for me, Sir Lute. Come deep inside me. Roxanne, I'm coming. I'm coming too. Roxanne, Sir Lute, I love you. I love you more than anyone else. Me too. I'm coming. Really coming. Sir Lute, my breath, so I'm coming. Coming. I convulse intensely as I climax deep within my lovely lady. My thick load flowed and globs to her depths. My life, my seed flowed deep towards her womb. Sir Lute. Our orgasmic cries rang in harmony. This is likely the last chance we had. This would be my final ejaculation into her. Sir Lute, your semen is... It's so deep. It's still coming. Coming me more. Roxanne, my breath's so good. I'm so happy you're still sucking my breath even though you came. You came so much in me, Sir Lute. Roxanne's hips had finally settled down. I never thought she was the type to thrust her hips on her own while being fucked. I ended up being the one who was going to be squeezed dry. What a bold, dirty woman. Roxanne looked at me, half depressed, but still aglow from her climax. Sir Lute, dazed and dreamy, she brought her lips to mine. We touched and she slipped her tongue into my mouth. Sir Lute, Roxanne pulled her lips away and looked at me happily. Your sword, Sir Lute, is revitalized. That's because your breasts invigorated it, Roxanne. Should I use my breasts? Roxanne made yet another dirty appeal. You like it, right? I should be preparing to leave. Please, come with my breasts. Roxanne's gaze was fixed on me. This was the last chance to be dirty. It would also be our last chance to be intimate. Today was the day my time with Roxanne would come to an end. I'm going to come with all my might. I'll squeeze it all out. Oh my god! Roxanne laid down on the bed. I mounted her from above. Beneath her merciful, kind, and gentle eyes laid a full womanly bounty. This was it. Thinking this was the absolute last made me sad. Channeling those feelings into my hands, I snatched her breasts and drove my cock deep right between them. With each thrust, I gripped harder and pushed inward. Each moment drew more and more milk. Sir Lute, Roxanne, how is it? Good? It's amazingly good. That's good. Come as much as you please. You made me feel amazing, Sir Lute. I want to return the favor. Roxanne, squeeze harder. Okay. I slid my cock in and out as I squeezed intently. Ah, my breasts are again. Just from squeezing and sliding in and out, her milk shot out and spurts all around us. I lubricated her whole bust, giving my dick an even slicker experience. It's just your cock sliding against me, but it feels so good. Me too. Tit fucking you while I squeeze is amazing. Squeeze harder while you fuck me. Like this. Ah, my breasts. Her milk began to squirt even more than before. Those tits were truly endless. It's good. My milk is coming out more. It's so good. Me too. Amazing. I'm going to come already. The harder I thrusted, the more milk I drew, moistening my path and improving the glide of my dick. Roxanne, promise. Promise me you'll return. I promise I will. I moaned. I was nearing my limit. The feeling of her sloppy, wet tits stringing from my penis from both sides was too incredible. I'm going to come. Come from my tits. Come. Your milk makes it so good. Sir Lute, my tits. Ah, I'm gonna come, coming, please come, come over my breasts, so, so good, I'm gonna come also, my breasts are, I'm coming, Sir Lute, let loose your cum on my tits, again, I'm coming, it's so good, my breasts feel so good, Sir Lute, let's come together, while you fuck my tits, let's come! Semen erupted wildly from my chef. Thick gloves of man milk drink drenched Roxanne's loving face. Sir Lute semen, it's so much. I grabbed her tits like handles to support my quaking body. Her milk exploded in waves, covering my chest and even reached my face, drenching her own face in the process. Her breast eruption sold us both and mixed our respective fluids to orgasmic white haze. Sir Lute, my milk is. Roxanne, I love you. Roxanne, you absolutely must return to me. Roxanne, Sir Lute, Roxanne, I'll be waiting. We caught our breaths and gazed at one another. Both love and Santa shimmered in her glossy eyes. I couldn't help but tear up as I looked at her. This was really, truly our last time together. Good gravy! That was like 10 fucking age scenes. You guys happy? I'm hoarse. The morning bell had already finished ringing. Some guards had assembled in the main room to see me off. I hadn't even been here a month, but I felt like they'd become my comrades. Sir Lute, best of luck to you. Visit us when you come back. Please don't forget about us now. One after another, the guards gave their parting words. Yeah, I won't forget about you guys. Thank you, truly. I bowed my head, putting their hearts at ease and smiles on their faces. It was a short time, but a fun one at that. I felt truly lucky that I came here. Sir Lute! Roxanne appeared before me from among the guards, her face etched with the telltale signs of sadness. The morning romp we just shared seemed a distant memory now. We were so close not so long ago, but now there was a force driving us apart. It's time for you to go. Right. In a flash, I had an overwhelming change of heart. I think I'll stay here. Yep, I'm staying here. Please tell that to King for me. That's what I wanted to say, but... We're leaving, Sir Lute. I couldn't. There was no way I could. I was a knight, not a weak and fickle youth. Yeah. That's all I could say as I left the castle. The now all too familiar town of Bone was brightened by yet another sunny day. It shined ignorant to the hardships and sadness of man. Mine was no exception. It was the same distant, removed skies when I first arrived. Yet, I felt desolate. Separation was always painful, unjustifiable. Roxanne came all the way to the edge of town to see me off. She stood on that hill where we first crossed that forbidden line. Her eyes, like my own, were wet with tears. Roxanne was surely using every ounce of her strength not to shout. Don't go. Stay here. Be here with me. But she couldn't. She was still officially married. And I was a knight being summoned by the king. Please, take care of yourself. You as well, Miss Roxanne. Take care. I'll be all right, but Sir Luke, she was worried sick. That's what her eyes told me. We kept our eyes fixed on one another in silence. We both found it difficult to move, but I had to leave at once. I've enjoyed my time here. No. It was I who enjoyed it. You've given me hope, Sir Luke. Miss Roxanne. Thank you, truly. I will never forget about you. She lowered her head to cover her face as she spoke. She took a hold of her heart and soul and held back her tears. Oh, Lute, making her cry like that. Such a mean guy. Just as I finished my goodbyes to Roxanne, Shemsiel showed up to ridicule me. She must have been giving me my time with Roxanne until now. And where have you been? I don't know. Shemsiel smiled playfully. I just thought maybe you were feeling lonely. You were worried about me? Uh-huh. Shemsiel nodded cutely. My heart was still awash with loneliness, but somewhere inside I felt a spark of warmth. Are you sad? Yeah. It's okay. I'm here for you. I'll always be by your side, Lute. Shemsiel put on a considerate face and hugged me. She embraced me as if everything would be alright. My sadness didn't disappear, but I could feel a renewed sense of hope inside me. I arrived at the capital 3 days later. Metalos and the prince were immediately taken in for questioning. After spending a night in the inn, I took a stroll around the palace grounds. It had only been a few weeks since I last left seen the scenery, but it felt oddly nostalgic. The difference between here and Bone was like gold versus coal. Here was very lively, bustling with activity and prosperity. People sure live in strange places. The Palace of Demons is way better than this. Shemsiel was quick to voice her opinions. There's a place... A palace of the demons, not place of the demons. There sure is. I heard that all demon royalty was destroyed, though. Yeah, I told you. Don't you remember? No, how would I know that? Oh. Shemsiel was suddenly quiet. I approached the towering steel doors of the castle gate. According to my missive, I was to meet with His Majesty in the audience chamber. But I didn't exactly know where that was. Chang! Hold! The sentries blocked my path as I tried to enter. You're that loser from before. This is no place for someone on the ass end. Get out of here. I was actually invited by His Majesty. Ha 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 ha! Look at him making up stories! He's been a loser so long, he's losing his mind! Ha 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 ha! No, I'm serious. If you ask inside, they'll tell you. I was asked to come to the audience chamber. You think we'll believe you? Why would someone who just got banished to Bone think they can just waltz back? Maybe he's missed the city so much he's back to beg to return. Ha ha ha, give it up. How can I make you believe me? Wasn't there a notice or something? Alright, you're gone. If you don't leave now, I'll skewer you. Hey, look behind you. Sir Lute. A familiar woman with glasses pushed her way past the sentries. Just like before, she was all work, tight as a knot, but despite that, her bust was still jutting forward, open. Such nice tits, it made me want to take a peek. Did you just arrive? Yeah, just now, basically. We have been awaiting your arrival. My name is Emeralia. Please follow me. I can come in? Okay, she is a F cup. 32F. 112 pounds. She doesn't like loneliness, and she don't like men. Oof. 5'3". She's kind of short. His Majesty is waiting. I can really come in? What's the matter? Were the guards rude to you? If you were rude to our guests, then I'll deal with you two myself. Oh no! Our heads will roll! I was silent. If I told the truth, these guys may lose their jobs. Well, I opened my mouth, so to speak. I had met these two on the day of my graduation, and we were just catching up. Thank God. Is that so? Follow me then. I don't know, I'm a bit more of an ass. They said, yeah, these guards have been asses to me ever since I first came. They've been horrible. Who hired these men? So I get rid of these men and replace them with men that actually know how to do their job and do it with dignity and respect. Not hassling people as they try to enter the kingdom. What kind of king would have guards that hassle a man as he's trying to enter the kingdom? He was telling me to go back. I'm here with great news. I should be honored as a hero for what I've done. Yet your guards treated me like absolute crap, and they should be gone immediately. Both of them. That's what I'd have said. Fuck those guards. Luke, you're too fucking nice. Once again, I was back within the palace. This garden was beautiful, no matter how many times I saw it. The artisanal arrangement, flora and fauna was a testament to the botanical acumen of those who cared for it. This was the essence of the palace. His Majesty greatly appreciates your recent accomplishments. Oh, it was just good timing. You are as a knight ought to be. Thank you. I don't get praised often. I'm glad. His Majesty awaits. This way. Emeralia walked on ahead. Maybe you'll get a big fat reward. I want one too. What would you want? A bra. Huh? Just kidding. Hurry, go. I'll be wandering around here. Yeah, thanks. I gave her a small wave as I made my way. I gulped in shock as I entered the audience chamber. It was a wide and spacious chamber. The high raised ceiling bore a magnificent mural, and in the back upon raised a raised stage, the throne. I hadn't come here when I last entered the palace. The Knight Academy graduation ceremony must have been held here. The interior was simply overwhelming. You're on time. An uncomfortable presence drifted into the air. I suddenly felt a pang of nervousness. It was the bearded man I'd met on that day, the Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Edeland, Reuben von Berenstein. I have brought Lute Hen as instructor. It would seem so. The Prime Minister glanced at me momentarily before he fixed his gaze on Emeralia. Inform His Majesty. Yes. The woman with glasses bowed and left, leaving me alone with the Prime Minister. The dark, gloomy atmosphere was palpable. I felt like I was being squished by a dense, black aura. What did this feeling mean? I felt like I should keep my distance. We met once, no? Yes. Your face lacks refinement. Don't let this go to your head. You're no different from a common soldier. This is purely a matter of luck for you. It was an abrupt critique. If you hope... If you hope to remain alive, you will not speak before His Majesty. Understood? Respond. Oh, so this is Mr. Lute Hend. In a moment, I felt a vibrant wave of energy enter the room, and a jovial man descended the stairs. He practically radiated positive energy, and a very different aura than the common people. This was surely Edelin's king, Hegel the First. Oh, Hegel the First was the king. That's the guy I was talking about. Yeah, Hegel's still alive because he's the king. He's the one that said, hey, these nobles, they're doing some shitty stuff. We're gonna have knights. Train, discipline, knights in the ranks instead of the nobility, because the nobility are a bunch of fucking assholes, as we've seen. So Hegel is a good king. This is what, if you're gonna rule people, you wanna do like this man. And look at the sword. He shows that he's ready to fucking slaughter somebody if they wanna, you know, mess with him. So, he's kind, but just. And that's what I like. I like, you know, he's not nice, he's kind. He knows that, you know, kindness goes a long way. But he's also got a sense of justice. So if you want to fuck with the king, you'll find out the king is a knight as well. And probably a very damn good one at that. He may be old, but he's not fucking rusty. He can still fight. I instinctively dropped to one knee to greet him. Oh, there's no need for formalities here. Come, show me your face. I raised my gaze to meet his. I was waiting for you, Lute Hend. I think it's Hende, actually. I was waiting for you, Lute Hende. You've a more common face than I thought. I hear that a lot, actually. Ha ha ha, an honest and frank man. Being honest is good, a virtue in fact. Don't you agree, Bernstein? Indeed. I also heard that you banished the demon terrorizing Bone. Yours just might be the face of a miracle worker. What do you think, Bernstein? Well, I'm not sure if it was a miracle or not. This man is the face of someone who would do great things, the face of a leader. He can be trusted with important matters. Do you not think so? The Prime Minister was silent, not noticing King Hegel continued. It was quite the achievement, Lute. Son or not, truly a pathetic affair, lying directly to me while plotting treachery like a child. This has only proven, rather ironically, how ill-fit he truly was for the throne, but we cannot have this matter going public. If this becomes known, it will only embolden the rebel forces in Inland. Can you keep silent on this matter? Yes, Your Majesty. Threats to the kingdom take unanticipated forms. However, we cannot return to an age of noble rule. No, we cannot. I stand by this king. Regardless of the sacrifices we must pay, the knighted bureaucracy will reign. It is as you say, Your Majesty. There are 24 ruling positions in the kingdom. Currently, half of those are occupied by Knight Academy graduates, the remaining, nobles. This is insufficient for the stabilization of our politics. Yes. We must occupy the remaining 12 with knights. There will, of course, be noble opposition, but we shall overcome that as well. The kingdom is undergoing a transformation. It will be unified under my rule. By all means necessary, a knighted bureaucracy must push forward. Yes, Your Majesty. By the way, we must prepare for your reward. You've managed to nip this little rebellion in the bud. You shall be adequately compensated. What if we were to assign him to a new position? A position? In that case, I'm thinking of creating a unit of royal guards. What say you to that? The royal guards, Your Highness? Do you object, Bernstein? You have already assigned 2 new graduates to that unit. This is a man who managed to cut the roots from a dangerous weed before it had a chance to sprout. Is it not natural to want to have him in my service? Speaking of danger, sir, there is still the matter of the inland rebel army. Ah, yes, the son of Wackenheim. Vanderbalt Castle weighs heavily on my mind. Indeed, it is where those in opposition to Your Majesty's knighted bureaucracy make their base. What a troubling bunch they are. They've continued this resistance for 5 years now. They are all knaves who spout absurd demands like the recognition of old tariffs and that all prefects be of noble blood. Wackenheim was in staunch opposition to me since the beginning. He insisted that it was too soon, and that I should wait for a more opportune time. Count Wackenheim must have had an inability to see the future of the kingdom. I thought this matter would be resolved when his son took over, but still they stand obstinate in inland. Yes. We've sent numerous generals there, but none have succeeded in eradicating them. What if we were to send this one to be their new commander? A commander? Yes. But he doesn't have any experience commanding an army.
Yes, 数年来討伐できぬ敵を倒すためには奇跡を起こす顔が必要ではないでしょうか。
Yes, however, as your majesty has said, he has the look of a miracle worker. To beat an enemy we have been at odds with for years, perhaps a miracle worker is just what we need.To win not with strength, but with luck. You have a point. What will you have him do, your majesty? It's a bold proposal. I like it. In that case... I, however, still want him in my personal guard. We shall have him decide for himself.Have him decide, your majesty? Do you object? No. Well, Sir Lute, choose what you believe suits you. Many paths you can take in the game. But we're going to the commander route.Quite the challenger we have here. One I can depend on. Only, your highness, I have one, no two conditions. What? Very well, speak. It's a bit personal, but a brawl. A brawl, you say? Yes, if possible, a very large one.You wish to send it to a mistress of yours, I assume. Very well. I'll let Platine bring one. Thank you, your highness. And the other? If I suppress the rebellion, will the leader be executed? What are you? I wish to decide for myself what to do with them. You ought to know your place. Now, you're asking that you be allowed to decide the punishment? Yes.Very well, I give you my word. Highness! I'm putting my trust in this man. He may just eliminate one of my many concerns. But he's... Very well, I understand your decision. Good, I'm counting on you. Yes, sir.As King Hergel made his... It's not Hergel, King Hegel. As King Hegel made his exit, the Prime Minister betrayed a twisted smile. It was as if he had been waiting for this moment. Ignorance is bliss, I suppose. With those mysterious parting words, the Prime Minister left. It was a very peculiar atmosphere. Why had he suddenly agreed after being so opposed?Because perhaps if he spoke out, the king would have disregarded it? He seemed like an awfully understanding leader, though. No, this wasn't the time to be concerned about it. I had only been a knight for 2 weeks, and had only aided a prefect. Now I'd been selected to command an army. Was I really up to it? This likely wasn't a dream. I was to be a general, a commander in the field. Things were about to get hectic. I needed to overcome my excitement and focus on my mission, though I still couldn't believe it.I graduated at the ass end of my class, but now, before anyone else, I would be leading an army and facing a rising insurrection at that. I was getting the lion's share. Could one even get this lucky? Sir Lute! The woman with glasses stood before me once again. Her tits were popping out as usual. This is your conscription form. You would take this and leave to Bustenhelter. Right, Bustenhelter!I wish you fortune in battle. As the woman with glasses left, the realization seeped into me. I was really a commander now. Moltair and Isis are going to be blown away. Oh, you're the man from before. Thank you for that.Did you receive your graduation certificate? Yes, thanks to you. I'm truly grateful for that. That's great news. Indeed. And your name is? Me? Oh, excuse me, I've got it backwards. My name is Luke Henda. They say Lute Henda is how they say it, but... Oh, you're Sir Lute Hend? I like Lute Hendo. How do you know my name? I just heard from Emeralia. Princess. Princess, here you are. Yes, I was just talking again with Sir Lute. Princess? I froze. I remember Moterra once talking about the unbelievable tits of the princess. No way. This was our kingdom's treasure, Princess Lysaria. Excuse me rudely asking directions from the princess. It's quite fine. Raise your head. I hear you are a general now. I heard from Emeralia. It's really something. No, it's just luck.
Take up.
Father is so worried about what's happening in Inland. Please, I beg of you, put my father's concerns at ease. Okay, the princess is 5'2", she's 115 pounds. K cup, 32K. Damn. Likes anything as long as her loved ones like it, and dislikes training and swordplay. Lysaria von Diamante. I shall. And also, please be lenient to her. Her? Oh, never mind. Good fortune in battle. Princess Lysaria smiled and left. I was speechless. The girl I had asked directions from before was actually Princess Lysaria. I was lucky enough to meet her again, and she even wished me luck in battle. I could not be happy about that. I could not be happy about that. I don't like the double negatives, but whatever. The princess, she's super cute, and her tits are incredible. Those tits are like national heirlooms. One could probably search the entire continent of Eurodia and never see any like them. I thought I'd heard something approach, and it turned out to be my good old pals. Oh, long time no see, you two. Long time no see, bah! Moteri's technically above us now. I won't have it. How could you be a commander? Oh, you already know? I just heard from Emeralia. Could anything be more humiliating? Why are you, of all scum, a commander? Yeah, I wonder too. You couldn't possibly command an army. You understand nothing from our martial classes. Yeah, I know. I was thinking how the heck to do this. I'll cut you and your attitude down to size. I know. But I... You rise in rank soon too, Moter. Hold your tongue, just remember this. What? That I have the true capacity as general. I don't think you can be general with a pout like that. Moter, you lose. Come on. Isis, you recognize him more than even your fiancé? What are you gonna tell people then? As if I care. I refuse to believe this. You'll always be inferior to me. The two of them left. He was so stiff. The only thing that needs to be stiff is his dick, but Moltera seemed to be agitated every day. If he was just calmer, then maybe he'd make a good general. That will never be king. Shemsiel appeared suddenly. She had just gotten back from exploring the palace. By that, you mean Moltera? Maybe he could be leader of the royal guard? Definitely not the commander of an army. Although he might be fit to lead a single squad. You're harsh as always. I'm a demon, you know. How many years do you think I've been observing humans? 1,000,000 years. I'm gonna squeeze you dry with my boobs later. Ha. He called her old. After a long while in the palace, I returned to the gates. Welcome back, sir! The sentinel greeted me attentively. Thank you. I replied naturally, but something seemed odd about them. What is it? About before, we're extremely sorry for that. It seemed like they were worried about how they had been making fun of me. Oh yeah, don't worry about it. I'm used to being kicked around. After all, I don't weigh much. I'll be seeing you guys soon. Yes. Yes, sir. After Luke made his way past the gates, the two sentinels leaned in and whispered to each other. He actually might be a pretty good guy. Yeah, but good guys always die for... Hey. Well, at least the guards are on guard. They're on edge a little bit, right? Edelin Kingdom's Palace. Uh-oh. A short time after Lute Hen had departed for Bustenhelter Castle, Reuben von Bernstein was awaiting the arrival of a certain woman. Reuben von Bernstein, yeah. You called, Your Grace? It was Lucerius Tudor, and Emeralia, expressionless as always. Bernstein grabbed some parchments from his desk and handed them to her. Contact the three old bastards for me. Yes, sir. You don't seem surprised. I do have a heart, you know. I handpicked some famous generals because I thought the burden was a little heavy on our new commander. How very kind of you. Do you honestly think that? I see you're also not curious as to why I suggested a riffraff like him to command. So it seems you have the general idea. His Highness is rushing to fully instate the Knight of Bureaucracy, but haste is not a virtue. His Highness doesn't seem to understand this. It's also not preferable to have one who knows of Prince Bobon's doings in Bones so close by. The prince was not plotting treason. He merely returned to Lingobard to be with his mother. That's all the public needs to know. I have no use for one who knows too much. He can be chased out via mutiny from his subordinates, or he can die a clumsy death in battle. Riffraff like him at least have that much freedom.
Riffraff
His Highness seems to like common stones more than jewels, but a pile of stones will never yield a gem. All we need by the king's side are jewels loyal to me. Amorelli's expression shifted very slightly. What is it? On the off chance he succeeds? To think that even you were capable of telling jokes. The riffraff can't help to The riffraff can't hope to defeat the son of Vakenheim. After all, stones are just stones. They have no hope of shattering a diamond. You aren't falling for him, are you? I hate all men. Oof. Sounds like a feminist to me. Oh yes, that's right. Be gone then. Bernstein sees right through her. He's a sly old bastard, and he's not stupid. Emeralia left the Prime Minister's room, and with her back still turned, mumbled to herself. Looks like you have no luck after all, Lutehend. This is the path your 15 minutes of fame has put you on. A month had passed since I became a knight. Reins in hand, I took a deep breath as I approached Bustenhelter Castle on the border with inland. It boasted a splendid presence, unlike Bone. It wasn't quite a palace, but it was a magnificent castle. The sight of it really showed just how prosperous and fruitful Bustenhelter's harvest had to be. Even if Bone were to take a turn for the better, it could never produce a castle like this. Bustenhelter was a famous name throughout the kingdom. Had there not been an uprising in nearby inland, being assigned here would undeniably have been an honor. Even with the uprising, it was a noteworthy enough transfer for me. From here on, I would reside in this castle as the commanding officer. The pressures here would be a world away from Bone, but I accepted my position as commander of the army. It's way bigger than Bone. I wonder what's bigger, this or your dick? It's not even up for comparison. So your dick is bigger then? Who has a dick like that? But I might be the prettiest in the whole city. Can't hear you. You're fine, I'll stop, but I'm gonna squeeze you dry later. Okay, we are now in Bustenhelter Castle. We've begun the second part of the game. I haven't done the royal, you know, again. You can play this game however you want. I don't think it's on sale anymore, but they'll find a reason to put it on sale later. Sometime, and you'll be able to check it out again. It was actually on sale for pretty cheap a month or so ago, so you should have got it then. But I hope you guys are enjoying this, and we'll definitely do more. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out for Grim Sentai Corner and Funbag Fantasy.